So complete the exam is here, huh? Your exam. It's back. So just only one question. Okay, there's many questions. So you really want to know, then discuss each other and find out the answer. Why you are wrong, why you are right. Okay, find out each other. So still you cannot get why I'm wrong. Then you ask me. Okay? You find out. But this time, nobody get 100 mark. So many people say, difficult. I mean, just exercise, as I mentioned to everyone. The exam is just to exercise your brain. Yeah? When you exercise your brain, your brain get younger. More healthy. So that's the idea. So you can take a step. So don't feel too stressed about the exam. Okay? You get right also okay. You don't get wrong also okay. Not so much about the mark. Maybe some people worry. They expecting 100 mark, didn't get upset. You know? It's not like that. So just take this exercise. It's part of learning. Okay, whether you get good mark, either bad mark, doesn't matter. Okay? Also, sometimes there will be mistake. Giving mark, one or two mark will be different. There's no argue. Okay? Your mark doesn't go anywhere. So just accept that. Sometimes could be mistake there. Okay? It's not so much problem. So after the class, I'll keep that. Yeah. I'm just wondering, anybody think this question is so difficult, just ask one. From here, somebody feels such a difficult question, what you ask me? Yeah. If you feel only one. Then after, yeah, later you finish class, then you take your exam, please.
Before we start on the heart of the Perfection of Wisdom Sutra, so I thought to say or to talk a little bit about the paths and grounds. So ideally, in order to learn and to really understand the heart of the Perfection of Wisdom Sutra, one must have a prior knowledge and understanding of the mode of progressing along the paths according to the Middle Way Consequence School. I think we talked a little bit about that in the previous couple of classes, isn't it? When we were looking at tenets, yeah. So in order really to learn and to understand the heart of the Perfection of Wisdom Sutra, we must have a clear understanding of the presentation of the coarse and subtle selflessnesses according to the Middle Way Consequence School. So, and in order to learn and to understand the heart of the Perfection of Wisdom Sutra, you should revisit what we have covered recently in the previous module. Yeah? And in particular, you should revisit the section on the Middle Way Consequence School's presentation of what are the main objects of abandonment and what is meant by the afflictive obscurations and the knowledge obscurations and what are the illustrations that are posited for these two obscurations. So if you remember from our previous discussion on the Middle Way Consequence School, with regards to the hearers, solitary realizers, and the bodhisattvas, with respect to their main object of meditation, we saw how there is no difference in their main objects of meditation, whether it is a hearer, solitary realizer, or bodhisattva. But however, there is a difference in their main object of abandonment. So these things you must have some understanding in order to really appreciate the heart of the appreciate the explanation on the heart of the Perfection of Wisdom Sutra. So if you remember in the Tenets root text, right at the very end, towards the very end of the Middle Way Consequence Schools section, there's a discussion on how the abandonment of the afflictive obscurations is simultaneous with the attainment of the eighth bhumi or the eighth bodhisattva ground. and the abandonment of the knowledge obscurations is simultaneous with the actualization of the four bodies of Buddha.
독신들아 도도마도마 송아래 저도 다티 다 세부지 하고 할라다 티 카르스기 세부지 하고 할라다 살람 남샤지 어떤데 마 용대 했던데
So that was what was mentioned in you know towards the very end of that text, isn't it? Right, you know, just a brief mention of how the abandonment of the afflictive obscurations is simultaneous with the achievement of the eighth bhumi, of the eighth ground, and the abandonment of the knowledge obscurations is simultaneous with the actualization of the four bodies. Yeah. So in order to really understand in detail, not really in detail, but you really to have some understanding of what you know is meant by that in those statements. Then now we are going to look at the presentation of the paths and grounds, yeah, according to that school. Yeah.
어떻게 제발 다시 남지 시간이 뭔가 된대들에 다야도 가대가대 빠라가대 빠라 삼가대 부디 소화스 어떤다 남가 다 전주선에 남가 아니 고뇌 고도 가대시 폐기염에 남셔대 시간이 뭐 님보디 팀바래
So there's many of you know that you know that in the heart of the perfection of wisdom sutra there's this mantra yeah tadyata Gate gate, para gate, para sam gate, bodhi swaha. Essentially, that mantra, shows how the bodhisattvas progress along the different Mahayana paths.
Yeah.
So essentially the main subject matter of the heart of the perfection of wisdom sutra showing how the bodhisattvas, on the basis of realizing emptiness, how they progress on the various Mahayana paths in order to achieve a full enlightenment. Yeah.
Okay, that is complete Taha Sutra. Let's press 10 minutes.
So all of you should have in your hands this chart which attempts to show the five Mahayana paths. So I will attempt to give an explanation of a brief explanation of the paths and grounds according to this chart.
어떻게네 다 담보 남가 다 대신에 남가 쓰네오시 다 가르스나 다 남가 쓰도가나 가서 쉬바나 시래 집안 봐 대바 숨세라다 년도에 대바 아니 란제게 대바 장승기 대바 쓰니 땅에서 가서 주다라 쉬바나 시래 대바 숨이네 루다마오 시게 다 대바 숨이 남시래 길링도 와 와 대바 숨세기 다 장미 길링가 루다마오 시게
So all the four Buddhist tenets, all the four Buddhist tenets, assert the three vehicles. Yeah, the three vehicles. The three vehicles are the hearer's vehicle, solitary realizer vehicle and the bodhisattva vehicle, or the great vehicle, the Mahayana.
어떻게 세상 집안 남가 수도가라 집단다 집안이 말해 딱 강가라 민다단 집안에 초람 조람 도람 고람 이러람 신의 딱 남가 당해도야지 딱 잡아 숨가다 집안이 말해.
All three vehicles talked about. All three vehicles talk about the five paths. Okay, so they are the five paths of the hearers, five paths of the solitary realizers, and the five paths of the bodhisattvas. Yeah, and the five paths are, or five paths for all three vehicles have the same name. So what are the five paths? The path of accumulation, the path of, you could say, preparation, the path of seeing, and the path of meditation, and the path of no more learning.
어떻게 해서 다 진짜 람강스도 아니지 다 가서 모두 럭중원에 지내지나 람강스도 주시아버지 고요 간 랍토바지 만들어 속아야 이 소스 긴 기체 다고 뮤트네 다 럭중 진대이나 다 책든서 랍토바 주토바 봐 대사만 나 대사만 좀 가보래 봐.
So for those of you who are really interested to know. To gain knowledge and understanding over time, those of you who are really interested to learn, you know, then it's your personal responsibility to memorize some of these things. So, for example, here you should be able to say at least, you know, what are the five paths, you know, like, or the five paths are the path of accumulation, the path of preparation, the path of seeing, the path of meditation, the path of no more learning. This is like the working capital. So if you are not able even to express, you know, verbally what these five paths are, then there's really no way to progress or to move on or to learn. Yeah. So that's your personal responsibility.
Yeah. 되네 작반 멤버도 대시 잡이 녹아나 다 다짐에 대우터니 학세시도 되는 학매들 양한데도 이렇게 준치고 또 그랬어. 그러와 아니 산재 온도 산재 양아를 대인도 이렇게 준치해시. 근데 숨어도 와 그러와. 작반 멤버도 대가로 근데 숨어도 와.
So if you remember from our discussion on the four Buddhist tenets, yeah. Of the four Buddhist tenets, the first two are Hinayana tenets, isn't it? Right? And in, so the first two Buddhist tenets are Hinayana tenets. And if you remember, they assert that, you know, for the hearers and solitary realizers, and also even the bodhisattvas, you know, when they complete their respective five paths, so for the hearers and solitary realizers, they become hearers, arhats, and solitary realizer, arhats, isn't it? So they first achieve a remainder, a nirvana with remainder, isn't it? And then when they pass away, they achieve a nirvana without remainder. And when they achieve a nirvana without remainder, according to these two Hinayana tenets, their continuum of these arhats are severed. And what about those who achieve, those who become Buddhas? So according to the two Hinayana tenets, even, you know, when the Buddha passes away and achieves the nirvana without remainder, his mental continuum is also severed, isn't it? So that is the view or the beliefs of the two Hinayana tenets.
Oh, today, Zhang, that Taiwan member to take Kanye, that Sangye Chomden, the Zik Yangnan, the Jawa Lenche, Tindig Namche, the Sungmedwa. That Sangye, Tindin Yangala, the Nan, Tarang Chikta. 지금 양안에 대화 쉬워서 나신다 가서 왔다 지금
So according to the, if you look at the Hinayana tenets, you know, they do not assert that the Buddha, you know, continues in some form, you know, after passing away, you know, in order to benefit sentient beings, you know. One, you know, according to the Hinayana tenets, once the Buddha passes, you know, beyond, it passes into the sorrowless state, you know. Yeah, you know, and achieves the nirvana without remainder. That's it. His mental continuum is severed. Yeah, there's nothing left of him to kind of, you know, hang around doing stuff for us sentient beings. Right. So that's according to the Hinayana tenets.
Yeah.
So according to the Hinayana tenets, you know, the Buddha literally disappears in the nothingness, yeah, becomes nothing. You know, this mental continuum is severed after he passes away into the sorrowless state, isn't it? So they don't talk. They don't have a presentation, you know, on or explanation of Buddha's benefiting sentient beings in the myriad ways, isn't it? Right. So if you think about it, this is quite mind-boggling. It's something quite difficult to, you know, to accept.
Oh, today I'm just saying. Just repeating the tenet. Okay.
You just had an exam, right? You just studied for it, right?
This one, you already know, yeah? Huh? You already know, isn't it, what I'm talking now? Okay. Anyway, if you don't know, then just some imprint there. Okay. I won't talk too long. Just short time.
The internal PSI may be quite higher. Then, so of the four Buddhist tenets, two are Hinayana tenets and two are Mahayana tenets. So the two Mahayana tenets are the basically the mind only school and the middle way school, isn't it? Right. The mind only school, you know, there are different divisions of the mind only school. As such, there are some proponents of mind only who assert that there are three final vehicles. Whereas there are also divisions of the mind-only school who assert just one final vehicle. Of course, there are three vehicles in general, but some of the proponents of mind-only assert that of the three vehicles in general, in actuality there's only one final vehicle. But there are some who assert that there, just as there are three vehicles, there are three final vehicles. Then, as for the middle way school, they assert that although they do assert three vehicles, the hearer, solitary, arises in the bodhisattva or the Mahayana, but there's just one final vehicle.
Oh, toh chine ta thanda nyingbo karsena ani thapa chembe tu te kabla ta dajembe tu uto ani chikta hangme tu nyangal den tu kala ani jikpa junche che. And it's never charged in the matters. Require you mutiny.
So the Mahayana tenets, you know, do not accept, you know, that upon achieving nirvana without remainder, the mental continuum is severed. They do not accept that at all. Or whether it's for the four destroyers or for the Buddhas, yeah. So the Mahayana tenets are all assert that upon achieving full enlightenment, the mental continuum is not severed, but rather upon achieving enlightenment, which is simultaneous with the actualization of the four kayas or the four bodies, then the Buddhas work for the welfare of all the numberless sentient beings, equaling to the limitless extent of space, forever, until the entire samsara is emptied. So to the minor tenets all assert that upon achieving full enlightenment or becoming a Buddha, then the Buddhas continue to work, work for all sentient beings, equaling to the limitless extent of space, for as long as there is space, for as long as samsara exists. Yeah. So the minor tenets do not at all accept that the mental continuum of whether arhat or Buddha can be, will just disappear, will be severed upon achieving nirvana. Yeah. So in short, this is the minor position, which is the opposite of what the Hinayana tenets assert. Isn't it? The Hinayana tenets assert that, you know, whether it's the arhats or the Buddhas, you know, after they achieve the nirvana without remainder, they are meant to continue with severed. Yeah. So you have these two very different positions. Yeah. So which one do you choose? The one that makes more sense, the one that does not contradict reasoning, that does not contradict logic, that should be the better position, yeah, or the valid position. According to the Mahayana, for those who achieve, for those who are on the hearer's path and the solitary realizer's path, and for those who complete these two paths, they become the hearer, four destroyer, or solitary realizer, four destroyers, and all hearers arhat and the solitary realizers arhat, isn't it? But according to the Mahayana, the job is not done after becoming an arhat. They don't just hang around and stay as arhat forever and ever. So according to the Mahayana, the hearer arhats and solitary realizer arhats will have to enter the Mahayana path, travel on the various minor paths, and also achieve full enlightenment eventually.
어떻으니 다디 다 빼는 돈이 쉐베 남샤디 말이야. 다 돈이 쉐 남샤. 다 지내면 다 나게 남샤 유인도 가나. 다 서주림기 돈이 다 샤원 서주림기 돈이 산 제토 대성기 제토 말이야. 다 나게 남 차정 양 나게 남 쇼시 신의 산 제고 그래서 대성기 제토 말이야. 그냥 나게 갑라 양 대성기 미쳐 다른 거 냐면 신의 나게 남진 줄에 제제 산 제고 그래서 dalam jangbala chikpu sangye yoma desu ya nage namsha tida sumsu.
Okay, so this is like a basically a very brief summary of the a brief introduction to the how, you know, what happens to the hearers, solitary realizers and bodhisattvas after they complete their path and what they do, you know. But you have to understand that what we have just discussed is from the perspective of sutra. The story is not finished yet. No, you can talk very long, but this is just perspective of sutra. Then, from the perspective of tantra, of course, Mahayana tantra. One, according to the perspective of Mahayana tantra, one cannot achieve full enlightenment by depending on the sutra path alone. Enlightenment is not possible just by depending on the sutra path alone. Even for an individual who has completed, you know, have traveled, you know, the various bodhisattva grounds, even up to achieving the 10 bodhisattva grounds, even for that bodhisattva, you know, that bodhisattva cannot achieve enlightenment without depending on the tantric path. Okay? So, on top of the sutra path, there is also the presentation of the paths and grounds according to tantra. So from the perspective of Mahayana tantra, even for an individual who has completed, you know, who has traveled all the way up to the 10 bodhisattva ground, even that individual cannot achieve enlightenment without depending on tantra. So that individual will still have to enter the tantric path and achieve enlightenment. Yeah. So enlightenment is very far away. Okay. Achieving enlightenment is not a stroll in the park, you know. So you can just relax. Yeah.
So now we're going to see how far. Yeah. Just looking the road, not looking the map. Map to enlightenment. How far is enlightenment? So just. Never just don't die, man. So. The basic program, Nagi, Namshati, Yuguyore, that Captelata, Dolam Janga San Jamatu, Nang Laman, Chichum Medo Career, Nagati, Shetuve, Nagasalam Chitu, Lingre, Tana Samotai Chamar, Kadeshinita, Tana Chuali Kazin, Nagasalam Chitu, and Shinova, or the Negati Sanko to say Negati, the Nagasalam Chindu Halaya, Chikwachai, Jim to Bere.
So now is not the time to dwell into the reasons, you know, why one needs tantra and why you cannot achieve enlightenment by depending on the sutra path alone. You know. This is not the time. This will come towards the end of this basic program or two. There's at least one module dedicated to a brief introduction on the tantric paths and grounds. And at that time, then we will talk about the defining characteristics, the special features of tantra. Yeah. So it's only by understanding the special features of tantra, only then do you then appreciate or understand, you know, why, you know, you need the tantric path, you know, on top of the sutra path. Yeah. Okay.
Tangzo lamna seti yung te, o tinde yung da san jebala, da kasana kaje thame sungre cho sa kugre sinida ta ta pachim ba kala sungre yare ba kaje san ja wala kaje thame sungre cho sa ya.
So according to the Mahayana, in order to achieve full enlightenment or Buddhahood, one needs to accumulate the collections over a period of three great countless eons. Okay, it's 10 to the power of 59. Yes, just for fun. Three great countless eons, yeah? Okay? Okay, so this is according to the Mahayana, and of course this is the general view of the Mahayana is that one needs to accumulate the collections over a period of three great countless eons, yeah. But do not despair. For according to Tantra, it is possible to achieve enlightenment in one brief lifetime, in one body.
Okay. Oh, Tukshin, Tang on Sotaka, Mani Chikta, Dui Namshi.
So we are going to look at the presentation of the paths and grounds, and in particular the Mahayana paths and grounds. And we're going to look at the presentation of the Mahayana paths and grounds according to the highest philosophical view, the highest philosophical school, yeah, the middle way consequence school.
What do you mean? Yes, that this is the one that China take it to get that culture time is some so sad. Go get some of the other that culture tumble said the culture tumble so the house sagger is not any social neck of society, social neck of sagger is the last chick down that.
So we just look at the chart, right? So in order, so from the sutric, from the perspective of Mahayana Sutra, according to the middle way consequence school, one needs to accumulate the collections. One needs to accumulate the collections over a period of three great countless eons. Okay, so let's look at the accumulation of the collections during the first great countless eon. So during the accumulation of the collections during the first great countless eons, where does it happen? Yeah, you know, in relation to the five paths, where does it happen? Before I continue, the five paths can basically be condensed into two. Yeah, the path of an ordinary being, and the path of a superior. All right, so the collection of the accumulation of the collections, or in the first great countless eons, happens when one is still an ordinary being.
What do you mean? Dinema, Anishita, Culture Tame Nibeso, Culture Tame Nibeso, the Kosha Arsena, that don't they need Pope Palam with Nako Society, or Culture.
The accumulation of the collections in the second and third grade countless eons is done as a superior. So the person who is accumulating the collections during in the second and the third grade countless eons, that person is not an ordinary being. The person is already a superior.
어떻게니? 다 디네스도 가나? 다 다 가르소래. 다 디네 가르소래다. 변났다. 갈제 니베 초세 가네사르스나. 다 사탐보네 사딘베 팔라. 다 사야시. 다 딜라는 좀 마사베 사딘스니. 당할텐데 이거래 비전으로 마다 사딘스. 마타 사든스도가 사탕만에 딤바 파르티라 디 딘데라 마타 사든스도 파크벨라미바 마타 사든스 님 바야 디임고요레.
Okay, so superior in Sanskrit is Arya. So the word Arya is a Sanskrit word. It means superior. Okay, so the accumulation of the collections in the second great countless eon and in the second and the third great countless eons is done as a superior. One is already a superior being or superior. Then just look at the accumulation of the collections in the second great countless eons and in the second great countless eons specifically. So the accumulation of the collections in the second great countless eon happens on from the first to the seventh ground, in the first to the seventh ground, or the first to the seventh bhumi. Bhumi is the Sanskrit word for ground, yeah, bhumi. Yeah. So these are seven, the first seven grounds, or the first seven bhumis, are also called the seven impure grounds. The seven impure grounds. It is, anyways. Don't worry. It's in the notes. So you don't have to. No worry. You don't have to look at it now. Also, but I'm just telling you, it's in there.
어떻게니? 어떻게? 다소 어떻게니? 다 드네마 아니지? 사기 바꾸와 주변 내가블라 아니지? 다 갈지 타면 숨에 쏟지 사야.
And the accumulation of the collections in the third great countless eon happens from the eighth to the tenth ground.
어떻게니? 따라 근데 아니지 사 타마숨들아 다 타고 사숨 어떻게니? 당연하다.
So the eighth, ninth, and tenth grounds are known as the three pure grounds.
어떻게니? 다 지단 다 제라 다 십사부 소도네 우리 이내 곧 타 마타 세디 조 가래기 타바 가래기 마타 바르스나 다 민족이 타바 민족이 마타 바 뒤에서는 다 당연히 내인 거야. 그래서 준비해 봐도 민족이 마타 바인자 그 마타 바사 타야 다 사제바 드네 아니 사제바 토인도 민족이 타그래 아니.
The more details on these grounds will come later on, right? But for the time being, you know now that the first seven bodhisattva grounds are impure grounds, and the last three bodhisattva grounds are pure grounds. So, why the term impure or pure? Why are the first seven bodhisattva grounds impure? And why are the last three bodhisattva grounds pure? So the first seven bodhisattva grounds are called impure grounds because the bodhisattva on these grounds have not yet abandoned the afflictive obscurations. They have not been purified of the afflictive obscurations. Whereas the bodhisattvas on the 8th, 9th, and 10th ground have already abandoned the afflictive obscurations. And therefore, they are free. Yeah, they've been purified. They've been purified of the the afflictive obscurations. Therefore, the 8th, 9th, and 10th ground are called pure grounds. So, as I mentioned earlier, and also during the tenets, the attainment of the eighth ground is simultaneous with the abandonment of the afflictive obscurations, right? So, when the bodhisattva abandons the afflictive obscurations, he achieves the eighth ground simultaneously. When the bodhisattva completes the accumulations of the two when the bodhisattva completes the accumulation of the two collections during the third great countless eon, then he achieves enlightenment, full enlightenment. So when the bodhisattva completes the accumulation of the two collections in the third great countless eon, then he achieves full enlightenment. He becomes a Buddha, and he achieves the Mahayana path of no more learning. Yeah. Okay, he achieves the Mahayana path of no more learning. So prior to that, all the paths prior to that, starting from the Mahayana path of accumulation and the Mahayana path of preparation, which are the paths of an ordinary being, and then the paths of the superior, the paths of the Arya Bodhisattvas. So all the way up to the end of the 10th ground, all these paths basically, all from the beginning of the minor path of accumulation, all the way up to the end of the 10th ground, one is still a sentient being. Yeah. And all these paths are called the paths of learning, because one is still training, one is still learning, isn't it? Yeah. And they happen. The paths of learnings occur. During the time when one is a sentient being.
Otoshini, that's just not dinner, that's sick day of women, Cocasina, San Jane, Lobo, San Manjavamaru, Lobo, that's on that is somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, the point behind the terms the paths of learning and the path of normal learning basically highlights or indicate the fact that as a Buddha, you have really completed, you know, everything that is to be learned, and so the Buddha has nothing more to know, nothing more to learn, isn't it? Whereas as a sentient being, one is still learning, one is still progressing, isn't it? And therefore, during the time when one is traveling the path as a sentient being, one is still on the paths of learning, isn't it? So it's up to us as an individual to decide, you know, whether we want to learn or we don't want to learn.
So some call it some of that.
And
so some that such a rim get to the Sunday Salon, Lomong and Chava, Tien China, Loko Chava, the Tashubarwa.
So, I mean, it's up to everybody as an individual to choose whether you want to learn or not, yeah? But of course, in order to make the decision, you really have to know where you are, isn't it? So it is very clear that unless you are already a Buddha, then anybody else who is not a Buddha obviously still has stuff to learn. So you decide where you are. Please decide where you are. Yeah.
You are enlightened, then no need to come to class. Kapala thiye koi bare chedang ko tana sachu balle bare na ta shoji lam thum balle bare de ina ya ta do lo ko gyo re lo chedang samlo isin tang bare kalje thome tang bo ni ba su sa jab ko wachu ale to ta shu sa thum balle sa de ta do lo ko to ba de de sam tan no ta do lo ko ta do pang ko ki ti ba yo de ta do lam lo ko ta do kale kya ko ji an shen to be sire.
If you look at the chart, you know, even for those, you know, great bodhisattvas, you know, who have reached, you know, the 10th ground, which is unbelievably high attainment. I mean, they are almost there, you know. But even for these bodhisattvas on the 10th ground, they still have not completed their training. They still have obscurations to be abandoned, and they still have to continue in the joyously persevere, isn't it? Yeah, you know, in their training in order to become a Buddha, you know, even for the 10th ground bodhisattvas, you know, even for them, right?
What is it? Chazan ka, tiba to lokwa. Chazan kap ka layang to machine be kap la simju machara chiz.
So from this we can understand that, you know, that until we are Buddha, there's always stuff to learn, and it is always room for improvement, isn't it? It is obvious that as a sentient being, there will always be a time that seems to be all the time for us. It's always be the time, you know, that, you know, that we don't understand certain things, you know. Oh, this, I don't get it. What is he saying? What is this? You know, some people do get discouraged, you know, just because they don't understand, you know. And then they'll be discouraged, and they become, you know, they lose heart, you know. But rather than losing heart, we should continue to learn, you know? Keeping in mind, remembering that we are still a sentient being. Of course, we are. I mean, what's the definition of a sentient being, right? Sometimes, you know, we need to, you know, just to think of. To remember this, yeah. Okay.
Oh, that's it. That dinema, that color, that chart, that mango, that toshin, dinema, that cousin, that is what I'm saying. That pen, socket, lamps, that chance, 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 socket, say, Jim, this. That carrot, the lamb, the carrier, sonna, that solemn, unjolam, that on that, chance, and the lamb, you there, what the name of it.
Okay? So as for the Bodhisattva who are traveling on these five Mahayana paths, and the Bodhisattvas are either ordinary Bodhisattvas or superior or Arya Bodhisattvas, isn't it? Yeah. So as for the ordinary Bodhisattvas, what are the paths of the ordinary Bodhisattvas? So there are two Mahayana paths of the ordinary Bodhisattvas, isn't it? So they are the minor path of accumulation and the minor path of preparation.
What did you say? That tinema, anichita, that pena, that chanju samba said the kazu chabarasena, that solamju. Tejingalam, Solam Gula, King Dugala, the Changju Samba, Sedi, Min Tobing. Ravata, Tejingalam, Shuba, Ser, and Changju Samba, Ser, the Tinishang.
When does one become a Bodhisattva? One becomes a Bodhisattva when one enters the Mahayana path of accumulation. When one enters the Mahayana path of accumulation, one becomes a Bodhisattva, and also one is, you know, you can say that one has entered the Mahayana path. Okay? So when you achieve the Mahayana path of accumulation, it is said that you have entered the Mahayana path, and you have become a Bodhisattva.
That changes some good gateway. That changes some bars, it changes some good yobanzang. That changes some bars in the meantime.
Okay, so when one enters the Mahayana path of accumulation, one becomes a Bodhisattva. One is said to have entered the Mahayana path. Yeah, you're on your way to Buddhahood. So, what is a Bodhisattva? When do you become a Bodhisattva? A Bodhisattva is someone who has bodhicitta, the mind of enlightenment or the spirit of enlightenment. So a Bodhisattva is someone who has generated bodhicitta, the mind of enlightenment. And bodhicitta, bodhicitta can be divided into contrived bodhicitta and uncontrived bodhicitta. Contrived bodhicitta is the bodhicitta that arises when you put an effort, when you think about it, you know, you put effort, the fully qualified or the bodhicitta arises, but it requires effort. So that is contrived bodhicitta. But having contrived bodhicitta does not make you a bodhisattva. Does not make the person a bodhisattva yet. When due to familiarity that the bodhicitta arises spontaneously without effort, you know, just think about it, it's there, you know, without effort at all. When one generates such an uncontrived bodhicitta, then that person becomes a bodhisattva.
Yeah.
So in the chart, you know, that is indicated by B in the chart, isn't it? Right. So when a person generates an effortless bodhicitta or uncontrived bodhicitta, you know, that arises spontaneously without effort, you know. That's when that the person enters the Mahayana path, and that's when he becomes a bodhisattva. Of course, an ordinary bodhisattva here. So far, Jibo. Ah? Wow, Jiba.
First day, Jiba. After a few classes, you know.
First class, really, the PSI rate very high. Okay, anyway, whoever generates this uncontrived bodhicitta in their hearts, in their mind, then that person enters the Mahayana path and is called, and then is suitable, right, to be called a bodhisattva. Yeah. But as for the individuals who generate bodhicitta and then enter the path, there are two types, you know. There are those of dull faculties, and there are those of sharp faculties. So for those who generate bodhicitta, I mean, if they generate bodhicitta, still dull faculty. You know? But anyway, I mean, you don't look down on the word. Huh? You look down on dull faculty, you think they are stupid or dumb, right? No, please. But I have no choice to use the word. Huh? But anyway, for those individuals who generate bodhicitta, they are said to be two kinds. Those who are sharp faculty, and those who are of dull faculties. Those who are of sharp faculties are said to be followers of Dharma, and those who are of dull faculties are followers of faith. So those who are of dull faculties are followers of faith. Now, I mean, they, yeah, literally are followers of faith. But what about those who are of sharp faculties? They are followers of the Dharma, which means they are followers of reasoning. Followers of reasoning.
Yeah. Changju sem gyula ma jebe ngaro tu, ta ma shube ngaro tu, ta shuki jendang, ta ombo nubo jindu tangbo ani tongba nyi samba tangche. Ani chik ta sablo mabu tangche, tangbo ani chik tongba nyi tu nyi lang toya chi, tangbo tongba nyi to, tine ti jala ta changju sem gye chi. Wati sungku yore, che zang ta iye di laya ti imare, zo ta tongba nyi lang to, an ti jala changju sem gye, kruwa, wati ne imare.
Okay, so there are two kinds of persons who generate the uncontrived bodhicitta. Yeah? Those who are of sharp faculties and those who are of dull faculties. The dull faculties are the followers of faith, and those are sharp faculties are the followers of Dharma, or what it means is they are followers of reasoning. Yeah? So for those persons of sharp faculties who will generate bodhicitta and then become a bodhisattva. Those who are sharp faculties, before generating bodhicitta, they think about the ultimate nature of reality first. They investigate, you know, and they analyze and think about emptiness. And then those of sharp faculties are said to realize emptiness first, you know. And on the basis, then only then they go on degenerating the uncontrived bodhicitta, and in so doing, then they become a bodhisattva. So this is the way of the those who have sharp faculties.
Top Gogodu, Top Nugodos, Tindesh Anishita, Havadu, Top Nova Tobala, Pesha Tomani Kwa Chakwa. Talpa say Tom Nimba Tobala, Tomani Kwa Majama, Kapoi Mare. Chazan Top Nuba Tom, didn't want a Top Nusara Sutu, one a chick, and a chick, Galejach, and a Chanju Sim Gay. That is only number two thousand Sunguyar.
So those persons of sharp faculty who will generate the actual bodhicitta, so it is they will first develop an understanding, a correct understanding of emptiness. Only then will they move on to developing and generating bodhicitta. Yeah? And then when they generate bodhicitta, they become a bodhisattva, isn't it, right? So what is in essentially what is bodhicitta? What is this mind of enlightenment? In simply speaking, it is the thought, thinking, I must achieve full enlightenment in order to accomplish the welfare of sentient beings, isn't it? Right? That's what bodhicitta, in simply speaking, that was what bodhicitta is, isn't it? It's the thought thinking, I will achieve full enlightenment for the benefit of all sentient beings. So those persons who are of sharp faculties, before they generate this bodhicitta, you know, before they undertake this pledge, before they make this commitment, the thought, before they make the pledge to achieve full enlightenment, they first analyze to see why is there a need to achieve full enlightenment. And they analyze whether enlightenment exists or not, whether it is possible or not, whether there is such a thing or not. So, in order for those who are sharp faculties, those who are highly intelligent, yeah, Until they see that enlightenment is not a fairy tale, you know, until they see that enlightenment actually exists and it is something that is attainable, it is possible, only then will they make the pledge to achieve full enlightenment. Only then. But in order for those who are sharp faculties to see, in fact, in order for anyone to see that enlightenment is a possibility, that it is definitely, it exists and definitely can be achieved, in order for anyone to have this certainty in their hearts, that individual must first have an understanding of emptiness, the ultimate nature of reality. Because without this understanding, it's not possible really to see that, you know, achieving a state, you know, whereby, you know, or whereby, you know, all your obscurations can be removed from your mind, you know, is possible. Without understanding emptiness, it's not really possible to have that certainty, is it? So for those who are sharp faculties, until they achieve an understanding of emptiness, they will not make the pledge. You know, they do not make the pledge, you know, to achieve full enlightenment, yeah.
What in that 원에 씻다 제바 세롱이 바 똑고 요래 로 제바 세롱이 바 똑아 제바 세롱이 바 똑발라 텔레님 보여 바 똑고 텔레님 보여 바 똑발라 다 동반이 또 러디 마도 도선 해 봐시라 권이 고 요래 어쨌네 죄송합니다 온몸 눈벅이 아니 당부터 이 똑고 그래 세다 섬마티 되서
So those of sharp faculties, you know, will only make the pledge, you know, to achieve full enlightenment for all sentient beings after they have ascertained, they are fully convinced that enlightenment exists and it is possible. It is actually possible. Yeah. Until then, they do not make the pledge. But, you know, in order for any individual to see that enlightenment exists and is possible to be achieved, that individual must first be convinced and realize that the obscurations can be eliminated, no matter how terrible they look, no matter how powerful or how terrible, but you know, it's convinced that you know they can be removed from the mind, they can be separated, you know. And in order to realize that, then one must realize that the antidotes to the obscurations exist. Because if you don't see the antidote, then you cannot see how the obscurations can be removed, isn't it? So before you can see that obscurations can be removed, you first must realize that antidotes exist. And when we talk about the antidote, at the end of the day, in conclusion, there's nothing else left, than the wisdom, the mind that directly perceive the ultimate nature of reality of all phenomena, or the wisdom directly perceiving emptiness. And you know, when we say that those of sharp faculties, we say that those who are sharp faculties realize that the enlightenment is possible because the obscurations can be removed from the mind, because the antidotes exist and so forth, you know. We are not talking about, you know, some kind of, you know, just not some kind of understanding that it exists in general. No. We are, you know, that individual, whoever the person concerned, that individual must realize in his or her own heart that my enlightenment exists. It can be achieved because he or she is fully convinced that the obscurations inside are temporary and can be removed, and because it is possible for me to generate antidote. So it is a personal, it's a very personal understanding, a conviction.
Yeah. That topare, Jazan Lui Namshi Shabaina, Topan Tominiginan, Topa Chagure, Samada, Jabba Samada, Mosum Sama Sivan, Jabba Samachae, what in it?
So that is a brief explanation of what A is. Yeah. A, you know A? You see the door? That's the door, A. No, that's before the door, sorry. So if you remember what you studied, you know, previously, remember we did Lorik, yeah? You know, when we talk about realization of emptiness, it's either inferential realization or direct realization, isn't it? So, you know, you remember your presentation of the mind and awarenesses, you know, between a non-conceptual consciousness and a conceptual consciousness, the mind that realizes emptiness at point A is a conceptual one. Yeah, so it's a conceptual consciousness realizing emptiness, and this mind, this conceptual consciousness realizing emptiness, between a direct valid cognizer and an inferential valid cognizer, of these two, The mind realizing emptiness at A is an inferential cognizer realizing emptiness.
어떻습니까? 딱 웃음 참아 세리다 박별람 토빈도 지네 다 사탄 보토면다 박별람 지금 진도 가나 다 동반이 웃음도 똑바 세리 지도마도 명하시 그러와 웃음도 똑바지 다
그래. So the direct valid cognizer apprehending emptiness or in short the direct realization of emptiness does not happen until the path of a superior bodhisattva is manifested. And that happens on the minor path of seeing. So all the realizations of emptiness prior to G, all the realizations of emptiness prior to G, before G, all the realizations that happen prior to entering the minor path, and even after entering the minor path, while on the path of ordinary bodhisattva, that means on the minor path of accumulation, the minor path of preparation, all those realizations of emptinesses during those times are either inferential cognizers, those minds realizing emptiness are either inferential cognizers or subsequent cognizers. Well, this is according to the Prasangikas and Middle Way Consequence School. Subsequent cognizer is a? Anyway, yeah. Okay.
What to say? Chadanta, Ombo Tubuina, Tatola in Chadda, Ombo Tubuina, the Ombo Nobola, teaching center, Ombo Tubuina, Gota, San Sanjago, Toba Chow, Stachi, that called Taba Junzen, Stachi, Tuxinita, Anishi, Junzen Matoma, that Tamjas, Kali Kapchi, Tuxinita, Changju, same get to be him, in Jimmy Domani, Tokuma, Lama Shuba, that's all on Toy Lugala. 동만이 또 비켜보여 말해. 나도 뒤에도 가서 전주 선배나 동만이 또 비켜보여 말해. 세상 뒤에서 나 뒤에 신도비 말해.
So as for those persons of Tao faculties, as opposed to those who are Sha faculties, the persons of Tao faculties are mainly followers of faith, you know. So based on some belief and some faith, you know, then they make the pledge, you know, to achieve enlightenment to accomplish the welfare of sentient beings. And it is possible still. It's not that it's not possible to generate bodhicitta without a prior understanding of emptiness. No, there are individuals who do generate bodhicitta. And when they generate bodhicitta, then they enter the minor path, and they actualize the minor path of accumulation, they enter the minor path, they become a bodhisattva. But from this, you can now see that there are bodhisattvas who do not have any understanding or realization of emptiness. There are such bodhisattvas. Okay, I finished with A and B. Luckily, it's only up to H. No? and not Z. Oh dear.
That
The Mahayana path of accumulation is divided into three. Yeah? The small path of accumulation, the medium path of accumulation, and the great path of accumulation.
What is that?
So as for the mode of progress along the different paths, as one progresses, you know, along the paths, the antidote, the strength, the quality of the antidote, the strength, the power, and so forth, the antidote itself becomes increasingly, you know, it increases over time. The antidote becomes more powerful over time. So, but with respect to the objects of abandonment, they become smaller over time. I mean, you start off with a huge mass of crap to be abandoned, isn't it? So the mass of crap, you know, becomes smaller and lesser over time, you know. So in the case of generating the antidotes, you know, on the path, on the minor path of accumulation, you start with the small path of accumulation, then the antidotes the antidote strengthen as you move from the small path of accumulation to the medium path of accumulation, and then from the medium path of accumulation you move to the great path of accumulation. So
when one enters the minor path of accumulation, one enters from the small minor path of the minor small path of accumulation, yeah. Right? When one enters the minor path of accumulation, one enters from the minor small path of accumulation. Right. And one such an entry is contingent on generating the uncontrived bodhicitta, isn't it? So when one generates uncontrived, the actual full realization of bodhicitta, then one enters the minor small path of accumulation. But in turn, when we talk about mind generation, there are many divisions of mind generation. Yeah. Anyway, there are many divisions of mind generation. The mind generation at this juncture, at the point when one enters the minor small path of accumulation, the mind generation at this juncture is called the earth-like bodhicitta, or the earth-like mind generation like the earth. Yeah.
어떡시네. 다
earth or ground earth earth
어떡시네. 다 던다니 어떡시네. 다 뒤에 내가 없어. 다 전주였음. 좀만 많이 받게 돼요. 이나양 고 단도에 양고 냄에 용구요. 좀 충원 내가 없어. 좀만 많이 받게 깨버리지. 이나양 갑갈아 쓴 흉지 쓴 적이 좀 뚝뚝음이도 쓰네요. 즉 나 갑갈아 다 태보 멤버디 다 남도 쉬는 야가렸었다. 딘데기 삼바 코르시 야 갑갈아 태명이 계시는 다체 갑갈아 남도 삼바 주하드 딘데기 긴기 야 태명 남도 쉬네 용구여렸어 또 숨겨라.
So for the Bodhisattva who is on the small path or who is on the minor small path of accumulation, that bodhisattva has uncontrived bodhicitta, has the full realization of bodhicitta, it's uncontrived. But the bodhicitta in the mind, the bodhicitta in the continuum of the bodhisattva on the minor small path of accumulation is subject to degeneration. That means it can deteriorate, it's not stable, it can deteriorate. So it is said that there are some bodhisattvas at this juncture who, for whatever reasons, sometimes they get discouraged. No? They think, alama, the sentient beings are pattern liao liao. Wow, them difficult. No? Forget it. You know? Or they meet a Hinayana guru and for whatever reason, then they decide to, you know, they basically give up, you know, the idea of achieving enlightenment, and then they fall into the Hinayana path. So it is possible that there are such bodhisattvas on the minor small path of accumulation who lose their bodhicitta, and then they fall into the Hinayana path, and then they become they achieve liberation from samsara, they become arhats instead. So it is said that it is possible for bodhisattvas on the minor small path of accumulation to be disheartened and to give up the idea of achieving enlightenment, and they fall into the Hinayana path. And so there are such bodhisattvas, and most likely such bodhisattvas are bodhisattvas who are of Tao faculties. It's probably unlikely that the bodhisattvas of sharp faculties would give up their bodhicitta, because they have really concluded already in their own heart, in their own mind, that enlightenment is something that is needed, is very good, and it is possible. And that it is possible for me, and I want it, and it is possible for me to get there. So it's unlikely that such bodhisattvas of sharp faculties would ever give up their bodhicitta.
Otukse tinema anisik ta tineta chungochin tineya ta dingla ya phesi ta tinela tineya chons gonggom tine ta chonam ding seri engesi ta.
Then the bodhisattva progresses. No, the bodhisattva who is on the minor small path of accumulation, he or she will progress to the minor minor middling or the minor medium path of accumulation.
어떻게 다 전주에서 검체 아니 게 드네 검체 다 드네 신도가나 아니 저놈 등치도가나 아니 전주에서 땜보시오시 다 땜보시오시 아니 그다 게대시.
So when the bodhisattva reaches the minor Mahayana medium path of accumulation, the bodhicitta in his continuum, in his mind, has becomes very stable.
Otukshini chetan ti nekabla ta dingi ta solam dingi nekabki ta
singe tela ta ser to singe senita ser su to nam jeta jua dwa me ji ta kare ko ba ni ji jua ta ton da ser ji jua me ba to ji nam jeta pe la cha ro ti na shin chi ni ta ti ne ko ji singe de ya ta ser to singe de sen ni
ta okay so the bodhisattva on the mayana medium path of accumulation will never ever give up the bodhicitta. Will never ever give up the thought to achieve enlightenment for the benefit of all sentient beings. So his or her bodhicitta becomes very stable. And the mind of enlightenment, the bodhicitta, and the mind of enlightenment of the bodhisattva at this juncture is called the goal-like bodhicitta. The goal, the mind of the spirit, the mind of enlightenment, there is like goal, yeah. Because just like, you know, just like the actual goal, which will never change into something else other than goal, isn't it, right? I mean, it's so, yeah. So, never deteriorates. So likewise, the mind of enlightenment or the bodhicitta in the continuum of the bodhisattva on the Mahayana medium path of accumulation will never change, will never deteriorate. Yeah. Never deteriorate, yeah.
독신에 대상 다 되네서 다 시디 나와 다 보기 뜻이 잠도 가나 다 설람 딩 터미도 가나 되네 손디 다 멤버람도 동거 말했어 다 대본 멤버람도 자원이 남았던 것이 돈다이 다 장주 쓰면 냠해요 말해 냠바 멤버 대본 멤버람도 주에 멤버 어디 숨에 말해
So that's why the C is there points because yeah so once the Mahayana medium path of accumulation is achieved, it is not possible for the bodhisattva to fall down into the Hinayana. Why? Because since his bodhicitta will never degenerate, if the bodhicitta doesn't degenerate, if the bodhicitta is not lost, it's not possible to fall into something, fall into the Hinayana, isn't it?
Okay, so... So that's why it's important to come to ABC, to know ABC. Today we learn about ABC. Huh? You know what is A, you know what is B, you know what is C. Huh? Of course, that's why ABC exists. You know. That's okay. Anyway, so there's another piece of paper, so you can read that, okay? So next class we go through this, these two together. Hopefully I can finish one more class. Hope. Yeah. So you can read in the chat, so. Maybe one class or two class, I'll finish this chapter. What? That's your money. Oh, that's it. Lamgi Totan, there's Rob Hakona, and Yapu Yare. Lamgi Totan, Rob Sushena, when you chat, take it to the chair, and those things, and I can serve to her, et cetera.
So, yeah, so it would be good to know if you get a clear idea on. General idea of how clear general idea of how one how an individual progresses along these paths. So you should refer to the chart, yeah, to get a clearer idea.
Okay, we stop here. So after dedication, you can take your own comment, take your own what? own result. <Yeah. laughs> Okay.
Okay. So the usual dedication prayers. Yeah? So,